So, are you ready to shave a few strokes off your game? Today, we're doing a deep dive into something that sounds pretty basic.
Yeah, but it's so critical.
Exactly. Putter length. We're looking at a great guide from Golf Day Buddy.
And they make a really interesting point.
They do. They argue that most of us are using the wrong putter for our body, and maybe more importantly, for where we play right here in South Africa.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Golfers will spend a fortune on drivers, on irons,
Oh, for sure.
and then they just grab a standard 34 or 35 inch putter off the rack.
Wait.
But a Golf Day Buddy says if that flat stick doesn't fit you, you're fighting a losing battle before you even take your stance.
And the thing that really jumped out at me was the geography of it all. I mean, I never really thought about how much the South African landscape should change your equipment. Playing the garden route is a whole different beast than playing on the Highveld.
It really is. I mean, let's start with the coast.
Okay.
Think Cape Town or George. You are dealing with serious, serious wind.
All the time.
So if you're standing up tall with a standard putter, a big gust of wind is just going to knock you off balance right in the middle of your stroke.
So the idea is that a shorter putter makes you get lower, a lower center of gravity.
Exactly that. Golf Day Buddy points out that a shorter putter encourages you to bend your knees, widen your stance.
Making you more stable.
That stability is absolute gold when the wind is howling. But then if you go up to, say, Johannesburg or Pretoria,
The challenge completely flips
it does.
because up on the Highveld, wind isn't usually the main issue. It's those greens. They're like glass.
Lightning fast. And on those flatter, faster surfaces, you want a really pure pendulum motion. You need touch.
So a longer putter helps there.
A standard or even a slightly longer one can, yeah, it lets you stand a bit more upright, which can help with that smooth, rhythmic stroke. You're not fighting to stay grounded.
And then you have places like Sun City or the Drakensberg.
Where a flat lie is a total luxury.
Exactly. I can see how having the wrong length there would just destroy your balance on a hillside green.
It creates so much tension in your hands and your arms. If you're fighting your own body, you lose that soft feel.
And that gets us to the biggest reason to get this right.
Accuracy.
It's all about accuracy, hitting the ball where you're actually aiming.
Which is really about your eye position, you know?
How so?
Well, if your putter's too long, your eyes end up inside the ball. If it's too short, you're looking from outside the ball.
And both of those are a recipe for another three putt.
That's the big aha moment in the Golf Day Buddy piece. It's not just comfort, it's about what you see.
Right.
For shorter players, a shorter shaft brings your eyes directly over the ball. That alignment is just crucial for seeing the line properly.
I know Louis Tosin is always tinkering with his putter length for that reason.
He is. But on the other side of it, for tall players, a short putter is just, it's a back injury waiting to happen.
Oh, 100%.
If you're, say, 6'2", and you're hunched over a 33-inch putter all day,
Your lower back will be screaming by the ninth hole.
you can't be consistent like that.
Okay, so for anyone listening who's now looking at their putter suspiciously, is there a quick way to check? A simple test.
There's a good starting point. Just stand up straight, let your arms hang naturally by your sides, then have someone measure from the crease in your wrist straight down to the floor. That measurement is your baseline length, a really good starting point.
Simple enough, but I'd still say you have to feel it on a real green.
Oh, for sure.
You have to.
Golf Day Buddy suggests going to a pro shop, like at the Durbin Country Club, and actually rolling some putts.
And don't just test it inside on the carpet.
Right.
Take it outside. See how the glare hits the shaft in the bright sun versus in the shade. It all affects your confidence.
You know, speaking of conditions, I love that little tip about the Kalahari,
The test.
the dust. I never think about dust on my putter face. It's so important. The dust and sand in a place like the Kalahari is, well, it's abrasive.
Like sandpaper.
It's basically sandpaper. Yeah. If you have one of those soft inserts on your putter and you don't wipe it down after every putt, that grit just eats away at the face.
And then your distance control goes out the window.
Totally inconsistent. The ball just won't roll true.
That's such a great specific detail. Okay, so let's wrap this up.
Let's do it.
Getting the right length putter isn't about looking good. It saves your back, it keeps you steady in the wind, and it aligns your eyes to stop those three putts.
It really is the easiest equipment fix you can make for the biggest possible
Yeah, I
payoff.
agree.
And, you know, it leaves me with one final question for the really serious golfer out there. Given how different a windy day in Cape Town is from a calm day in Joburg, Is it time to start thinking about keeping two different putters in rotation?
A wind putter.
Yeah.
Now that is a very interesting thought. I like it. For more on this, go check out the full guide over on Golf Day Buddy. Thanks for listening.